Thank you for calling XBO. This is Zarian speaking. How may I be of assistance?
This is Julie over at Home Depot store 6168. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I have a PO. A customer paid for a range, like a vented hood. Said it was supposed to happen on May 7th. And she's yet to have anybody call her or do the install.
Okay. Definitely understand the concern there. Do you have an order number for me?
I have a PO number. Does that work?
They should. Give me your... Before you do that, can you give me your store number one more time?
Yeah, 6168.
All right. And go ahead with the PO number.
684-29314.
All right, and that's Wanda Riley,
yeah.
207 West Avenue, Albion, New York.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. See, we do have the over the range hood,
mm-hmm.
DL10. And I do see that it's scheduled for the 7th. See if there's any notes. See, it says the Tech Noah called in to inform that he did not complete the install for Ms. Riley. He informed that his truck has broken down, and he informed that he would return unit to Home Depot on the 7th. I called the customer and informed her to contact. Okay. So was it ever rescheduled? Because it's still in open status.
Yeah, the range hood is sitting up at my service desk, and she keeps calling. No one ever rescheduled.
Let's see. Now, in the segments, I do see where it was rescheduled, but it doesn't look like it made its way on there on the service details. All right, so if you would, I need to take a closer look into this, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so back to you. So all the entertainers come in, whatever.
Yeah, so the both the members, the snowbirds, and all the other complaints that I can say that. So they're staging at the base. So they all come in. So we have to catch up. Do they need people to fund stuff? So that's pretty much the key there. So they were people.
You don't work it?
Okay.
sentence. Chris? You ever talked to Josh from Garden? He was a pilot, he said? Okay.
I've got her order here. I've got it on order up.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Can I get your first name, please?
Pardon me?
So can I get your first name, please?
What? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
So can I get your first name?
Julie.
All right. Let's see, so do apologize for the, and let the customer know, do apologize for the inconvenience. See, the only day that I see available is going to be for the 28th.
Of May?
Yes.
At what time?
It doesn't give me exact times. So right now it's only giving me the date of the 28th because everything else is filled up for the rest of the week.
Okay. So the customer has to come here and pick up the rain shed and have it at her house ready for the install?
See, because we were scheduling delivery as well as the range. As well as the insulation, so no, they won't need to pick it up.
They will?
I say they won't.
So who picks it up?
We should have a technician that comes to pick up because there's also down for delivery as well, so it's going to be delivery and insulation.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll call her. Or no? If that date doesn't work, I just call you back?
Let's see.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Give me one moment because I need to check to see if I need to get in touch with the customer before I just pick that date. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get in touch with the customer, and then from there we can go ahead and get that scheduled so that we can make sure that gets to them.
Awesome.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Will you be calling the customer this evening, or should I just let her know you'll be calling her?
Is she still on the other line now?
No. I told her I'd call her back after I did a little investigation and to see what I could do to help her out.
Okay. I was going to go ahead and call her as soon as I got off with you.
Awesome. I do appreciate your help with this matter.
All right, you're more than welcome.
And you have a great night.
You as well. Thanks for calling XPO.